The staff says that the physical transition hasn't started quite yet. The books are still at the old library, and they won't be moved until late July, once the shelves are added to the new location. However, the library has already shut down many of its summer programs. No reading program, no passport services after July 18th. Tara Alcock is the borough librarian, and Sue Paulson is the chair of the Capital Campaign Committee for the new library. Paulson and Alcock say that they'll be using a unique strategy to make sure the library doesn't have to bring every book over to the new location.
And when the Petersburg Public Library moved from Main Street in 1960, it was a storefront on Main Street, and moved up here to the municipal building in 1960, purportedly, they invited all Petersburgers to check out 5 books and to bring them back in the new facility. So I don't know if that technique will be employed.
That's exactly. We are actually going to ask people after July the 8th to check books out, or anything really, to check anything they like out, and to not bring it back until September the 10th as a way to help us move.
Once that fateful day hits, Paulson knows that the transition will be difficult for residents who use the building regularly.
I think it's going to be a tough one, but it's something we have to bear in order to open the doors to our beautiful new facility, which will have more room for everyone, more items for everyone, and certainly the kind of community center we've been looking for all these years.
But she gave advice to those who will be going without a library for an extended period of time. Stockpile all of the books that you want and share them with others.
And remember that someday we're going to look back and say, remember when? And life in this little tiny space is going to be unimaginable.
That transformation will be huge. The new library will have a large community meeting area, a soundproof children's room, a new fireplace lounge, and a lot more seating. But Alcock says she's most excited about a new area for teenagers, which she's been looking forward to for a long time.
The teens are going to have their own space. This is very exciting. Our teen advisory group has been working very hard to select the colors and the furnishings, and they're also going to be the ones to organize the space. So we have a pretty talented, motivated group of kids that have put in a lot of time and will continue to do so to make that teen room a space for local teens. So I think that's going to be a real jewel for us.
The library is also upgrading its technology, leaving behind the desktop computers it has now and adding laptops that users can check out. Added onto that, the library will also have a wireless network for anyone to connect to,
which is going to make people, I think, pretty happy, because those really strict time limits that they've seen from us on their internet usage are going to be wide open now. We're going to be able to give people a lot more time on the computers. They're going to be able to go and sit where they want. They want to go to a quiet place, they can. They need to go in the children's room and sit with their kids, they can.
For Paulson and Alcock, the move is a long time coming. Both say that they've been working on the transition since last June, and to have an end in sight is satisfying.
Well, it's amazing, because there have been the beginnings of attempts made, I would say, as much as 25 years ago. We began talking about what the future would be like, and then the ball began to roll. There have been many efforts made by lots of different people, and finally it's come together. Here it is. It's amazing.
For me, it's exciting that we're finally going to have a place for people. I mean, I think libraries of the past have very much been focused on books and the printed word, and they're still such an important part of what we do, but I think libraries now and in the future are very much about people, and this has been a struggle for us in our current space. And in the new library, there you'll see there's a place for books, but there is finally a place for people. And I think in small communities, nothing is more important than places for people like the new library.
But Alcock says that there's still much to do over the next 3 months, from transferring books to alerting the public to making sure everything's working properly in the new library. But she says the staff feels ready to take on that transition. In Petersburg, I'm Robbie Feinberg.